I'm Meg Turner. I graduated in May of 2017 with a bachelor's degree in interior design from Utah State.
This makes Turner pretty unique already. She says Utah State's interior design program is competitive. By the time they graduated, there were only 12 other students in her class. But Turner's story is even more unique. She's the winner of Durkin's 2017 Discover Carpet Design Challenge.
Carpet design I didn't even really know existed. I mean, it made sense that someone designs carpets, but I didn't really know it existed until we found the Durkin competition, especially custom carpet, because usually, you know, you see things and it's probably stock because it's something that they have over and over and over.
Turner says the carpet we have here at UPR is probably a stock design from Mohawk, the larger company that Durkin is part of. Statistically speaking, most of the university's carpet probably is too. The carpet she designed is different. It's custom and non-repeating. Her design includes a pattern for a ballroom and a hallway. She chose two ways people show their love as design elements, diamonds and words.
It was completely based off of kind of the jewel side of it and kind of the reflection of light and how that kind of plays off of everything and adds that different look to it every time you see it. And then in the hall space, I did a combination of text and this kind of facet pattern. So text isn't usually something that's pulled into carpet because people try to read it. And so I tried to pull it in a way that people wouldn't really be able to tell as text, but it added a lot of texture.
Her design won the 2017 competition. The year before, she took second in the same competition, which USU swept in 2016. Every designer that placed was from Utah State. When Turner placed the second time, Durkin was especially interested in her. They flew her to their headquarters and gave her a three-day tour that included shadowing designers and getting an inside look at their upcoming lines.
They said that was the first time that they've ever flown someone to their place for that. So it was really cool to kind of be the first one that got to go see it.
Turner is currently working locally for Cottonwood Residential, as well as working on a few new projects that will be announced in 2018. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.